Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Trent Newton from Murrieta in Southern California, evaluating your music effect tonight. Very excited to hear your performance. Yeah, good solid sound lead in. Confidence is fantastic. Confidence right there. Yeah, nice audio support from the visual right there. Nice flowing, dense textures happening here. Yeah, trombones pushing through the phrase right there. You are that core of that triangle tenor brass. Triangle of balance I'm referring to. Yo, yeah, yeah. I love the sound. I felt that in my chest. Oh, beautiful color transition right here. The woodwinds laying it down. This feels a little too much right here. Where you just came from the woodwinds, let that settle in our minds a little bit before. Yeah, see? Right there. That whole previous moment could just, you could layer in a little bit more. I think you came in too strong right there out of such a delicate woodwind moment. Crazy tasty snares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Really? Awesome. Nice job. You know, I'm appreciating very much that low brass moment here and the sonority that you're creating. But again, maybe too much soon. Nice trumpets. Wow. Good attention to detailing on the articulation right there. Oh, this is fun. My eyes are just new element. Boom, surprise right there. You got the woodwinds coming in. Nice feature right there. Yeah, tasty choice battery for backing off right there. Helping the woodwinds really come out. Yeah, tenor brass staging, it's not an issue, but it can be. You guys got to anticipate that a little bit because we're getting delay. Be very careful. You got to anticipate that. That is science right there, and that's why marching band is wonderful. For your education, is understanding how to fix that physically with sound. Feels a little too clippy at the end of that phrase, trumpets. Dee-da. End it with a vowel. It feels like we're ending it with a syllable, a consonant. Yeah, there's a big spread difference right there, battery. Too heavy with the percussion in the back. I think if you lighten that up a little bit, the listening priorities will be a little bit easier to grab a handle when the alto voices are doing their thing across the front. Yeah, wow, there's sound everywhere. I'm going to take a shower in sound. I appreciate the sensitivity on the way you faded out of that solo. It wasn't so abrupt. Very, very pretty. Looking for the solo. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Right over there. Yeah, I've got some good talented players right there. Soloist, for you know, since you can't physically put a spotlight on the field, I wonder why you chose to put the soloist there behind the props. Hard to see them. I know that she has to come back to where she's at, but or he, I really can't tell. I spent time looking for the soloist, like any audience member. They're going to do. They're going to be looking for the soloist, and you don't want to. You want to just react to, oh, there's the soloist. So staging is an issue right there in that particular moment. Oh, this is gorgeous. This is warm. that resolution, if you could just stretch out like a little rubato, if you can work that in there, that would be oh so tasty on that harmonic resolution. This is wide open, hot air pouring through the throat, this big pipeline through the lungs right here. Nice. Good communication right here, the horn line to the battery in the back. Yeah, oh, that's, you know, they got a significant spread right there. There's a lot that can go wrong with that, but it just didn't go wrong. Watching the mallets up front, I just feel that each individual is so into what they're doing musically. It's a pleasure to watch as much as it is to listen to. Yeah, and I've said this before, the other groups, you know, the eyes want to see what the ears want to hear. When you have the connection with the visual to the audio, it just amplifies what's happening. Okay. Percussion moment. You guys are way back there. There you go. Okay, it was brief. I get it. That's good. That's okay. Now, you did that twice. That second time, you could throw more darts at us with sound right there. Dee-da-da-da, without sacrificing tone quality. You guys... Yeah, you're not near that edge of distorting your tone at all. You probably have, I could turn the dial a little bit more, da-da, 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 without sacrificing your tone quality. And when you do things like that, moments like this are so tasty. Ah, tenor drums, you guys add a lot. So tasty. Yeah, see the background material, too heavy here, just... way too heavy because we got some woodwind elements, tasty things that are happening right here. Yeah, it's smothered. You got the low tones in the synth, I believe, and the battery. You can almost have that disappear, almost even be gone because that woodwind element was smothered. Okay, that was the first time I really got kind of a mushiness from you guys. So we're moving those white chords around the transitions. It just felt a little bit kind of blending together. Yeah, we need to make a decision here on individual dynamic responsibilities and how you fit the micro into the macro here. Because there's volume all over the field. And I can, yeah, that is beautiful. Just that all previous development, there's a lot of chordal changes and harmonic evolutions that are kind of mushing and blending in together. That's a concern. It sounds like a different level band right there. Okay, wow, but there's moments where there's just sound all over the field. I really, truly feel that each member on that field, for the most part, is contributing to what we're hearing up in the field. There are times, and I tried to catch it when I could, as other times I probably didn't mention it, but be careful about being at the high volume too long, because we start to get immune to it, and the constant high volumes start to diminish those effects every time they recur. So, something to think about. Beautiful job, American Fork. Really enjoyed the performance. Hope you guys have a great rest of the season.